What's going on, everybody? Ryan Marcus here for the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio alongside Jason Harris and Jonathan Rodriguez. I'd like to welcome you to the Monday show after a big weekend in Texas State sports. And so, guys, I'd like to welcome you all into Bobcat Radio. So if you want to get in contact with us, there's a couple ways to do that. You can always tweet us at KTSW Sports using the hashtag Bobcat Radio. We'll get that. We're going to have a poll up here in a little bit. I know Jason's got something cooking in his brain. Might be a little slow today. He's feeling sick, but we appreciate you being here with us. And then Jonathan, as always, good to have you back. We miss you the past couple weeks, buddy. But we hope you're excited and ready to go.
I'm ready to rock and roll, and I appreciate your patience with me. And Jason, I hope you feel better. You know, I just got over a stomach flu myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, be sure you wash your hands out there quite often.
Do I need to blame me for this?
Considering I haven't been here, I wouldn't necessarily blame it on me unless,
I feel like I should blame him for this.
Maybe. My virus might have just came across, I understand. Through the nation.
Came through the airwaves.
Exactly.
Well, of course, you need to blame everybody for everything. Nothing in this world is ever your fault, people. And if you remember that, you're setting yourself up for success. And if you believe that, you're not setting yourself up for success. But let's jump into the action. Men's basketball this weekend, and they got a really big win against UL Lafayette. I was at the game Saturday working with Bill Culhane, and I saw some of the things from this team that I felt like I'd wanted to be seeing all season. And like I've been saying, when they play on their A game, they look like one of the best teams in the Sun Belt Conference. And we saw that against the Ragin' Cajuns, one of the best teams in ranking in the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah, definitely. But this late in the season, it's such a crucial win for Texas State. And it keeps the hopes alive for the SBC tourney, which, as not only is it our goal, but I'm sure it's as well as Coach Casper's goal and the rest of the basketball team. And up until this point, I believe Texas State needed 3 wins within the past 6 to qualify for the tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there's math involved, and I'm not big on math, so... But, they definitely got to win out, and other teams have to lose to kind of, even things up here a little bit. But the win, not only to get themselves into SBC, but who it was over, ULL, one of the best teams in the Sun Belt Conference, and who have an all-world player in Sean Long as well, who was basically shut down by the Bobcats.
Exactly, and we'll get into that in a little bit. I just want to jump to the game. I know the Friday show probably covered this in plenty. But the game against UL Monroe is one of the most embarrassing home losses of the season. You had to feel like it's a wake-up call for the team, and they definitely answered that call, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. I think we're at the point of the season where Texas State's backs are against the wall, and definitely answered the call, because they're fighting and scratching for every inch they can of that 8 seed. So as you said, Ryan, it's great that they... It's great that they got a win, but on the heels of an embarrassing loss as that, it's a good way for the Texas State team to rebound heading into this coming week.
And Texas State men's basketball outscored 39-20 in the first half. They evened it up in the second half, and I guess that's really what we've been talking about all season, is that half-to-half struggles or game-to-game struggles, and they improved in the second half, which we're used to seeing them fall behind in the second half, and the offense... Atypical Texas State offensive game, 36.7 from the field, but almost 43% from behind the arc. And you got to think, especially the way basketball is going now, when a team shoots that well from behind the arc, they're bound to score. But ended up falling 76-57. It was almost one of the worst home losses this season. But like I said, that gave them some momentum heading into UL Lafayette, and the defense looked like the Texas State defense we're used to seeing. UL Lafayette shot 20% in the first half, and Sean Long, a walking double-double, definitely an NBA talent, held only to 7 points and 3 rebounds, 4 rebounds, and ended up fouling out of the game. The Bobcat defense was just smothering, and you got to think they need to continue this all season.
It was... To me, the win is fantastic, but what they were able to do versus Sean Long was just spectacular. This guy literally comes in averaging almost 20 points a game and 14 rebounds a game. He's one of the best players in the Sun Belt Conference. He just destroys everything. Everywhere he goes, he destroys it. And the Bobcats not only, slowed him down. He didn't have a good game at all. Again, didn't get his double-double, 7 points, 9 rebounds. The Bobcats smothered him all game. They frustrated him. They were taking charges against him. They were getting charge calls, you know, against him as well. Just, you could see the frustration on him, you know, not that he was jawing or anything like that, but he visibly frustrated on the court. And that's exactly what we expect for this Bobcat, from this Bobcat defense. It's pestering. It's frustrating. They don't give up a whole lot of points, and everything is clicking on all cylinders. So, yeah, I love the win, but what they were able to do versus Sean Long was just spectacular.
And the Bobcat defense as a whole, it wasn't just Sean Long that struggled against Texas State. The whole Raging Cajuns team, they shot 29% from the floor. But the big difference, was the free throws. UL Lafayette got to the line 30 times, almost made 17 of them, and that was one of the better free throw shooting teams in the Sun Belt Conference. The Bobcat defense just rattled the Raging Cajuns all day, but you talk about how frustrated Sean Long got. I remember, Imani Gant down the floor against Sean Long on offense, and Long gets him with an offensive foul. On the trip back down the court, the ball is with Long, Imani Gant defending. And Imani Gant able to pull an offensive foul on Sean Long, gave Sean Long his fourth foul, and you could just see from there he changed for the rest of the game.
Again, this is a guy that it doesn't matter who he plays, he walks in and he gets a double-double, and he's that talented. You said it a little bit earlier, he's going to be playing in the NBA, whether it's D-League or whatever it is. He will get drafted, he will get his shot, and somebody that good, you know, and I can't think for him. I don't know what's going on in his brain, but you got to think, okay, I'm going into San Marcos. I'm playing Texas State, who is obviously a team that is struggling right now. I'm going to walk all over these guys. I might drop 30 points and grab 20 boards just because I can. And the exact opposite of that happens. I would be frustrated, too, if I was that good and I couldn't get anything going. You know, not that the calls always go his way, but, you know, a player of that caliber sometimes gets calls going that way. Wasn't getting any of them that time. Again, as you mentioned, Imani not only takes the charge, but then gets one back on the other end as well. So, that it stands out to me so much that they were able to take a player of that caliber and honestly shut him down.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, that has to speak miles for the way Imani Gant has just, I guess, progressed over the season, because as you recall, Ryan, he had that little tantrum where, he kind of got a technical foul, and he just let the frustrations get to him. But for him, as you said, to take a charge as well, you know, go back down the court and do what he has to do, you know, that has to speak for how, I guess, his mindset is going forward to the rest of the season. And we talk about defense and how spectacular it was. Point the offense out. O.J. Black tied his career high with 14 points. And for the offense, you know, to run through O.J. Black and for him, someone such as him, to step up his game and elevate it to the next level this late in the season. As you said, Ryan, this team, you know, they can, when he elevates his play, this team can play at the level that it's supposed to be playing at and being quite an exceptional team.
And I want to get to O.J. Black in a minute, but we are up against our first break. Show's flying by already. Monday edition of Bobcat Radio, talking about men's basketball.